January 28, Lord, you know all about it. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, Ephesians 6:12. Since coming to this session, biennial session, Pacific Union Conference, I have passed through a strange experience. One day after appearing before the conference to read some matter to you, the burden that was upon my soul continued to press upon me after I returned to my room. I was in distress of mind. That night, I could not seem to lose myself in sleep. It seemed as if evil angels were right in the room where I was, and while I was suffering in mind, it seems as if I were suffering great bodily pain. My right arm, which through the years has nearly always been preserved from disease and suffering, seemed powerless. I could not lift it. Then I had a most severe, excruciating pain in the ear, then most terrible suffering in the jaw. It seemed as if I must scream, but I kept saying, Lord, you know all about it. I was in perfect agony. It seemed that my brain and every part of my body was suffering. At times I would rise up and think, I will not lie here another moment. Then I would think, you will only arouse those who are in the house, and they cannot do anything for you. And so I kept looking to the Lord and saying, Lord, you know all about this pain. The suffering continued, at times in the jaw, then in the brain, and then in other members of the body until nearly daylight. Just before the break of day, I fell asleep for about an hour. My arm is all right this morning. Legions of evil angels were in that room, and if I had not clung by faith to the Lord, I do not know what might have become of me. I shall never be able to give you a description of the satanic forces that were at work in that room, but since standing before you the next morning, I have had no suffering. Light has been coming to me that unless we have more evidence, movings of the Spirit of God and greater manifestations of divine power working in our midst, many of God's people will be overcome. Satanic agencies will come in as they came to me, but we cannot afford to yield to the power of the enemy. Manuscript 25, January 28, 1910, an address to the workers assembled at the Pacific Union Conference.